Well, they're after a coach, so we thought we better go to the CEO of the Jets. Laurie McHenry joins us now. G'day, Laurie.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you for your time today, mate. We hear that you've got some pretty good prospects for this coaching role.
I think you're going on about Harry Kuehl because it was all over the news last night, and that was the first I heard about it. I sat down at home for my dinner at 7 o'clock, and Harry Kuehl was coming, but I did get notified by the agent later last night that Kuehl is interested in putting his name forward.
It's quite flattering, mate, to have someone like Harry Kuehl wanting your position there at the Newcastle Jets. And then we read this morning Ray Gatton, the Oz, has got Robbie Fowler, the Liverpool legend, who's been out here as a player in the A-League. He's also keen on throwing his hat into the ring.
Newcastle's not a bad spot. Where would you rather be, Liverpool in the UK or sitting out here overlooking the harbour?
No, I'd rather be in Nathan Tinkler's old house.
We're getting inundated with CVs, and obviously Harry Kuehl was at Watford coaching under 23 team, and he's just being moved on. So obviously he's looking for a job, and obviously he's a big name in Australia and gets plenty of attention. But the big thing for us is looking, do we need go for somebody who's a great name and who's a fantastic player, but they've no actual head coaching experience? That's the fine balance.
How do you balance, mate, the commercial realities that could come and the opportunities that could come with the likes of a Harry Kuehl or a Robbie Fowler, against a more established coach who might not bring might bring a little bit of success on the footy field and stability, but might not bring the commercial realities?
I know. Great question. It's hard, but you look at when Central Coast Mariners signed Garcia, he's a Liverpool legend, and did he improve their season? No, they finished bottom of the league.
Right.
And where we finished this year, but did he put a few more bums on seats? Not really. Did he get the club more exposure? Yes, definitely did. Mm. But he was 37-year-old and kind of finishing his career.
Yeah.
So it is, because...
But they're players, and we're talking about coaches, aren't we? So, back end of careers aren't that... they're not... Well, ones that they're at the front of their careers, aren't they, as a coach?
Oh, no, definitely. And they're going to come in with Kuehl's name. Kuehl would be one of the biggest names in Australian football. You'd have to be what he did at Liverpool and his full career in at Leeds United. He'd done an amazing job and for the Socceroos as well. So everybody knows who Harry Kuehl is. I think I've done three, and this is my third interview this morning, all because Harry Kuehl's name has been flagged about. So it's definitely something that's I've got a CV and I'll be putting to the Chinese owners.
It's great to have.
It's that fine balance that you hunt in the head. It's that balance of the commercial side of things, the exposure it brings to the club.
Yeah.
But is it going to fix the problems on the football park?
Yeah, exactly right. Tony Popovich has worked, and he's at the front end of a coaching career. So that's an example for you. But it does sound like, and we're talking to Phil Moss, our football expert this morning, who might be sending his CV to you as well, but he thinks you need stability right now.
Yeah, and I came out a couple of days ago and said we need the last three coaches that have been at the Jets have been really first year coaches, and things haven't worked out, and you don't want to be a revolving door for coaches. We've had 9 coaches in 12 years, three in the last three, so having stability, getting a culture in the dressing room that's actually changing that culture, the existing culture, because nothing's changed in the last 3 years. And, we've been in for about 10 months with the new Chinese owners. And, we thought Mark Jones was the right guy for the job. He came in and he had success during the season. But the last 5-6 weeks, we just dropped right off. And obviously the game's a results-driven game. And it was decided to move Mark on. But the unfortunate thing is that changes many things at a football club, because it's not just Mark Jones that goes. When a new coach comes in, some coaches will want their own staff, some coaches will want rid of contracted players. Everything, the dynamics change in a football club. So whereas you turn up at training the first day when Mark Jones is going, there are a couple of boys quite happy because they weren't playing under Mark Jones, but everything changes. And so it'll be an interesting time over the next month or so. The boys go on holiday in 2.5 weeks.
All right.
The new coach will make the decisions on players that are contract who will be staying and what players will be coming in.
All right. I'll try and back you into a corner here. Is Harry Kewell a legitimate prospect? Is he a realistic prospect for Newcastle?
I think because of the respect for who the guy is, you have to look at it. But my views are that we need some experience and stability.
Okay. And would that go the same with Robbie Fowler?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So who's the favourite?
Oh, we've got two. Look, obviously, I've just printed off about six CVs that's came in overnight, and they're all amazing, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
They've not been a bad coach sending a CV yet because they're all excellent, and they deserve the job because that's what they tell me in the CVs. But no favourites yet. We'll cut down to about four or five, and then I'll be talking to the Chinese owners over the next day or so.
Laurie, always
Thank
good
you,
to
Laurie.
Chat, mate. Yeah. Good luck with the search. Newcastle's a great sporting town. It deserves to have a successful team again, whether it be with the Newcastle Knights or the Newcastle Jets, and we wish you all the best.
Cheers, guys.
There he goes, Thanks. Laurie McKenna, the CEO of the Newcastle Jets. We'll take your feedback. 135353.